Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
This is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Mic's up.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
You just finished listening to the ever-so-talented Hugo Noriega. That was... I don't know what his show's called, but anyway, that was Hugo. Okay, it's dead on. 2 o'clock. Welcome to Radio Zero. I'm Cam. Tyler's in Toronto this week, so we're going to... I don't know. I'll take care of you. We got the world-famous Babe Rainbow in today to help us out. I don't know where he is right now, though. He got went and got a piece of pizza. Okay, so let's maybe just start, I guess. A couple of things happening this week, but I guess I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Let's just get right to the music. What are we going to start with? Let's start with... Oh, this is Active Child. Yeah, this is a track called Playing House, and we got How to Dress Well on it. Okay, so 2 p.m., Friday... It's screaming hot outside. Get hip to the last little bit of summer. And you're here with us, Radio Zero, radiozero.ca. Oh, yeah, the website's still down. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. 604-822-2487 if you want to call us up. And I don't know, I'll give you some tickets to something or something. Yeah, okay, here we go. What's up?
Yeah.
Go, 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 go. Motivation. We'll be right back.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Okay, here we go. What's up, everybody? All right, that was... what were we here? We heard all the songs...
Good.
Great. Yeah, okay. That was Ambassadeurs that we just heard, the track called Rossier Master. Before that, we heard Jacques Green off of the first Jacques Green white label, I guess. And that was a track called Motivation. Before that, we heard Scum.
Purity Ring remix.
That was the Purity Ring remix of their tune Summon the Sound. And before that, we heard Active Child featuring How to Dress Well. I can't remember the name of that tune. Anyway, whatever. What's up? It's about just getting on to 2:30. I'm sitting here with Babe Rainbow. And hey, what's
Hi.
Up?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Hi. Hey, what's going on? Okay, so first thing first, I'll just go over a little recap of what's going on this weekend, even though I don't really know. The only thing I know that's going on this weekend is tonight. If you're in the Vancouver area, I'm playing at the Astoria for Rad Times. Myself, Sincerely Hana, Cheche La Femme, and Cut Corners. That's going to be rap music mostly. Well, it
I
is.
I didn't make that noise after you said that.
Well, because I...
You were about to try to say it's going to be a wide array of
yeah, oh, yeah, there's going to be a, music. Yeah, multiple influences and...
just rap music.
Just, it's, yeah, it's mostly it's just rap music.
Which is not bad.
No, it's awesome. No, it's really great. Fun.
It's all anyone really wants.
Really, I'm just going to play the Carter 4, the leaked version of the Carter 4, front to back, 5 times.
Have you listened to it yet?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have not listened to it yet. I left the house today to come to this radio show instead of listening to it.
What a sacrifice.
It was ready to listen to. I know.
You heard it here first. Pure commitment.
I was going to light some candles. I was going to
take a bubble bath. Absolutely.
You know, regular
little kid crunchy, stuff.
You know, listening session.
Yeah, sure, of course. Okay, so let's have a contest or something.
What's it for, to get into the...
I don't know. I guess I can give you tickets to Rad Times. We probably have some free stuff to give away somewhere.
Check the...
I'm going to check the binder.
Check the binder.
If you want to go to the Reverend Horton Heat, we got that. No one's won that yet. The Horrors Advent. Oh, that's done. Just can't go to that. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I mean, you are winning just by listening right now, so.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Every moment listening to CITR is a prize.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying to everyone.
Yeah. That's why they call it the present. We don't know what's going on this weekend because we've been out of town all week.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't I know what's going on this weekend? Because I've been soaking up the sun.
Yeah, carving up Shuswap Lake.
We were carving up the lake. If anybody has any good lake stories, or if they can tell me a better lake to go to
than Shuswap, That's not fair. I mean, how are you going to judge that?
That's up to the listeners.
How would someone objectively be able to say this lake is better?
Okay, sorry. Here, we'll rephrase it.
Yeah,
call in or tweet at us or whatever, and tell the what's the best place to go that's within a 2-hour all in trip that includes, say, a ferry ride or something like that. The closest, the best place to go within 2 hours of Vancouver. For like a, you can get out of the town for the day or go to play the ocean.
Is it like
doesn't no no just it could be anything
for summertime.
Summer activities. So you know, like swimming's got to be in there. Okay. Maybe there's a place. It could be camping. It could be not.
So it really could be anything.
Just give me a recommend.
Oh, so we're looking for recommendations.
Yeah, we need recommends.
So this isn't a contest.
Yeah, well, the best recommend wins something.
As to what they're getting. Yeah.
The best recommend wins something.
Which is what I was saying, but you can't objectively tell which recommendation is the best thing.
It's... What? We've never had an objective competition on this show, ever.
No?
No, we used to have... our contest used to be, where do you think Mike Barrow is right now?
Well, I know where Mike Barrow is.
Yeah, right, but now it wasn't, where is he? Where do you think he is? And that was the best one wins.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
At Radio Zero Radio is the...
Yeah, tweet it.
Twit handle.
Yeah, tweet, tweet. What else? Ooh. Oh, man, we should go to NIMBY Burger after this.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they're good burgers.
Okay, so tweet at us your favorite NIMBY Burger, and we'll judge.
There's only two kinds. There's singles or doubles.
Yeah, and we'll tell you which one is better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's that easy.
That sounds good.
Okay. It's that easy. It's not a contest, though. Just tell us.
It's that simple. Okay, we're going to hear a little... Man, my mic is turned up too high. How's that? Is that better?
Is that
maybe too quiet? Hey, yeah.
Tweet in which volume is better, mine or Camdale's, and we will tell you which of your votes is better.
Okay. And there's nothing at stake.
Nothing at stake.
There's zero at stake.
Yeah. I mean, really, Rad Times tickets is not really a...
Do you want to know about the first time I ever went water skiing?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I was at Sylvan Lake, which is outside of... Calgary, and it's this really, it's a popular lake, but it's pretty gross because it's like pretty shallow, warm, there's a lot of garbage in it and stuff.
Would that be? Have you ever been to Cultus? Is it akin to Cultus?
I've never actually been to Cultus Lake. I've only been to the water slides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, like a lot of boats on the lake.
It's like horrendously full of boats and people floating around and stuff.
It's just a lot of public campsites. Okay, so it's really similar.
Yeah, Sylvan is like that, but it's mostly cabins. But yes, it's like you can't... If you're in the middle of the day on the weekend, like, good luck. You're not going to find a calm spot on the lake to go and try and, like, tow a tube or something. Right. I guess you're done for. Okay, so we're out at this lake, and I was, like, pretty nervous. I was always nervous around water because, like, I was a skinny, frail child. And all these... We were up there with my parents' friends and their kids. And my parents' friends' kids were, like, pretty good at water skiing. And I guess I would have been about eight or nine. And they were like, okay, Cam, do you want to learn how to water ski today? And I was like, yeah, it looks so cool. I want to know how to do that. So my mom was like, all right, I'll teach you. Like, I'm going to do a nice thing for my child. I'm going to show him how to water ski. And I was like, okay, so can we just go, like...
Which is a gauge for any good parent, whether they teach you to water ski or not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, oh yeah, well, we'll find out that it was a mistake. But, so anyway, what I said was, because I was afraid of going out into the deep part of the lake, so I was like, can you not take me, like, start me out in the shallows, but drive, like, basically parallel to the shore so it doesn't get any deeper? And the guy driving the boat, my mom's friend, this guy Al, he was always, like, kind of a jerk, and so...
Most Al's are. You know, shouts to all the nice Al's out there, but, you know, let's be honest.
Yeah. Not very many of you, are there?
No.
But shouts to you. We see you.
Yeah, we see you. We see you, nice Al.
So anyway, Al thought it was really funny that I was scared of the deep part of the lake. So he starts going along laterally across, like, parallel with the shore, and then immediately takes a 90-degree turn out to going out. And I was like, I was so scared.
How old were you again?
Like 8 or 9. Okay. And I was like, oh, no way. We're going out to the center. There's no way I'm getting involved with this. So I just, like, dive. Like, I'm like, I'm going down. So I go down, but the one thing that my mom forgot to tell me, she was like, you hold onto the rope, you stand up. And water skiing when you're small is very easy because the skis are heavier than you are. You just basically are like one of those punch dolls. Like, you fall down, you come back up. The skis are just doing whatever they do. And I'm just like, I'm out of these skis. But I ditch forward, and the thing my mom forgot to tell me is, when you hit the water, let go of the rope and also close your mouth. I was just like, because I was like, aah! And so I ditch off into the water, mouth open, hold onto the rope, and I'm getting dragged and dragged and dragged, swallowing so much water, and then eventually I'm finally, I can't hold onto it anymore. But I come up to the surface, and I'm like barfing out water, and I'm freaking out, and my mom comes to get me. She's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you close your mouth? And I was like, you didn't tell me I was supposed to close my mouth. I was freaking. Anyway, I was mad at my mom, but I was especially mad at Al for the rest of the weekend that we spent there.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be simple, right?
No, yeah, maybe mm-hmm. you wouldn't know to close your mouth, though. I mean, that kind of feels like common sense. But for an 8-year-old, you would be like, well, when I bail out, you know, you might be screaming. However, if you're wanting to stop water skiing, I feel like the one answer that you would have if you were to ask yourself, what am I going to do in this situation to
stop
let
skiing? Go of the rope.
Let go of the rope. So I failed to understand why plunging your body forward but not letting go of the rope would have made sense.
Honestly, I just wanted to be away from the skis. And I was just like, okay, I'm out. I'm ditching. But because I was little, my feet just slid out of the skis, and then I'm hanging on the. I don't know. I was like 8 years old. What are you talking about? What happens to kids when they're eight? That's like they're still like hitting themselves in the leg with a hammer.
I don't get that analogy. You can explain that one.
Well, like, you know, whatever. Let's get back to the music.
Okay, if anyone has any idea what that saying is, with a hammer. You can tweet us at Zero Radio.
That's way more personal than I'd like it to be.
I don't believe that is a thing.
I had this plastic hammer set.
Oh, don't worry. Cam's about to tell us.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I bashed a hole in the wall of my room, and then I also kept the hammer from it, and I used to hit myself in the leg with it. Whatever.
Weird sex thing.
It's not a sex. I was 8 years old. Okay, we're getting back to it here. Okay, we're going back to the music. It's a short PSA. We'll be back, and we'll tell some embarrassing stories about Cam Reed. Okay, here we are on Radio Zero. What's up, everyone?
September 7th at the Waldorf, it's Drag City Recording Artists RTX, featuring Jennifer Herrema of Royal Trucks. Also hitting the stage will be Nashville's Heavy Cream and Vancouver's very own Joyce Collingwood. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are on sale for $10 at rtxheavycream.eventbrite.com. RTX, Heavy Cream, and Joyce Collingwood, Wednesday, September 7th at the Waldorf.
To the soul. Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Thursday, August 18th, don't miss Sub Pop superstars The Obits on tour in support of their great new record, Moody, Standard, and Poor. Disappears and Hard Feelings will open the show. Doors are at $8 and $12 advance. Tickets can be purchased from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
Friday the 19th, check out Mr. Heavenly with Waters and Guests. For the uninitiated, Mr. Heavenly combines Nick Thorburn from Islands and the Unicorns with Ryan Katner of Man Man and Joe Plummer from Modest Mouse in what can only be described as a kick-ass indie rock supergroup. This is an early show with doors at 7 and curfew at 11. $13 advance tickets can be snagged at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
August 20th, come out to see and hear Vancouver's very own Young Pacific with the Parson Redheads and 41st and Home. This is your chance to catch three great up-and-coming bands on the rise. $10 advance tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca. It's an early show with curfew at 11.
Saturday the 27th, it's the Ghost House CD release party with guests The Rat Eye and Scort. This early show has an 11 o'clock curfew and tickets are $5 at the door.
For more information on these shows and other shows, get thee to the interweb and find BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Support radio.
I don't know about that.
What? I think that's real.
So what did we just listen to?
Oh, that was Lunas off of the new 100 EP. That was a track called I See You. And it's awesome, and I hope some serious rappers start getting on these things, because, anyway, whatever. More rappers need to start fucking with Lunas.
He did a song with these guys that I'm collaborating with right now, the Jealous Guys from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But the beat that he made them was just like a jazzy throwback, sort of like very 90s beat. So I don't know... I don't know. Maybe he likes just like the sort of like 90s boom bap sort of rap stuff.
Maybe. That didn't sound like it.
Opportunity to collab.
Maybe.
Right? I don't know.
Oh, it's hard to say.
Hard to say. But yeah, Lunas is a fantastic producer.
Just gonna, very good. Just a little background. Oh, hey, what's up? Oh,
got we got a lake. Someone submitted a lake.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, we had Lake Kaukaua, which is... Kaukaua?
I don't know.
Kaukaua?
Okay, if you want to get in touch with us and let us know which of our pronunciations of Kaukaua or Kaukaua or Kaukau is the best, you will win the next prize.
We'll win whatever the next prize is.
Yeah.
Ben, water skiing is so sweet.
Yeah, especially when you got your pants down.
Man, all right. So if you're just tuning in tonight at the Astoria, I'm DJing there for Rad Times myself, Cheche LaFemme, Sincerely Hanna, Cut Corners. I don't know what else is going on tonight. There's maybe some stuff. Tomorrow night. I honestly don't. I don't know what's going on in the city. I should have been checking Facebook while we were doing all this music.
PNE is open.
The PNE is. Oh man, Hall and Oates are playing at the PNE next Friday.
I thought it was this weekend.
No, I thought it was this weekend too, but it's not. It's next Friday.
Oh, let's all go.
Yeah,
to
let's
see
go.
Hall and Oates.
Yeah, next Friday, Hall and Oates. Be there.
Okay, you call in and let us know your favorite Hall or Oat.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think
I already told the only good story I have about Hall and Oates. Yeah, I did. I told on the radio a while ago.
Can you paraphrase it?
It just ends with a Jamaican guy in a record store telling some dudes they don't know anything about soul music and then being like, now where are your Hall & Oates?
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that.
That was good. I'll accept that one.
Yeah. all right, you got us for about another 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Nardwar's coming up in a little bit.
Oh yeah, I just found a novelty version of
there you go,
of Gucci Gucci, mm-hmm. The Creation song, but it's all about tacos and it's called Fishy Fishy, and it's a shot for shot remake of the video. And
who made it?
I have no idea.
It's not Weird Al.
It's not Weird Al, surprisingly.
Okay.
Though I think what we were talking to Nardwar about is if you're kind of making songs that are sort of novelty songs,
yep,
you should just like own it and like be Lonely Island and claim that you're doing like comedy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to do that.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look at Weird Al.
Look at Weird Al.
He's famous.
That was a question that I brought up in the car yesterday. Do you see Weird Al as more of a musician or comedian?
Yeah. I guess probably more of a comedian for sure, actually.
Yeah, because he's not writing that.
Yeah,
music.
He's not.
He's writing the lyrics.
He's writing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like. No, he's not. I was gonna say he's sort of like the Onion for music, but he's not really.
No,
he's not.
No, not really.
He's not that.
Who is like the Onion for music?
There isn't really one.
No.
Although it would be funny if the Onion started doing music journalism. Like, they did, like, a spin-off Onion site that was just basically Pitchfork.
Well, they've done some good, like, they do some good music articles.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Bob Dylan going electronic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And,
That's true.
I think there was one where there's, like, Pitchfork gives life 5.4 or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or existence or something mm-hmm. like that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So these are all things that you can read online if you Google Onion and jokes
mm-hmm.
And music. You can read them all
in that order. Onion plus jokes minus star music star.
Yeah.
It's called a Boolean search, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Get hip. All right, let's get back to music. If you got a question for Babe Rainbow, tweet it at us. He'll answer whatever it is, no matter how personal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Someone's calling right now. Okay, we're getting back into it. We'll talk to whoever's on the phone. We'll talk to you in a few.
I'm Thank you. Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil. And when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Hey everyone, it's just about 3:30. Thanks for tuning in. We're listening to Joe Goddard right now. It's a track called Gabriel. This is out on DFA. You can check it out. They just released an iPod case, and they did a compilation of stuff that went along with it. Nardwar's up next. We'll see you out tonight at the Astoria, around Vancouver over the next week, or right back here next Friday, same bad time, same bad channel. Tyler will be back. See ya!
began to hear a random chain of events or chemical and elements conspiring, divining. From the start I've been pulled apart by weightless love and the heavy hooks of sadness.
With